You're listening to Indie Film Scene with your hosts, Renelle Golden and Desiree Velez.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, where we cover everything from script to screen. I'm Renelle Golden.
And I'm Desi Velez. Well, good morning, Renelle.
Hi, Desi. Today, we're going to be talking to Jax and Brian. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes when we start the show, and then we'll bring them on. And I wanted to talk about what you've been up to this week.
Well, I will tell you, Renelle, like 30 other million people currently because of this pandemic, I am unemployed. I lost a permanent day job, 7 years to build, which involved providing entertainment for restaurants in a form of face painting and things like that. And I would also book people for, you know, parties. So I also lost my private and corporate clients. But with that, the acting industry, the filming industry, as we know, has taken quite a hit. And you know this as well, Renelle. You've been trying to reschedule shoots, and every state opens and then other states close. And so even I did an interview. I host on a show called Click on This, and I interviewed a very close friend of mine who's a Broadway star who has been out of work since March. And the sad part about this is Broadway will not even open up this year. They won't open up till next year. I think filming, even with all the strict requirements that the union has in place for people to work like no more than 10 on the set, everyone has to wear masks, they have to have a deputy on there that takes temperatures, logs, hiring people from an outside company to constantly disinfect. There's a whole lot. But
there's a lot.
I was actually interviewed by ABC News because I think the importance that needs to go out there is the need of the extended unemployment and pandemic money, because it's not that people lost jobs. Normally, if you lose a job in an industry, you just go get another job with somebody else in the same industry. What we lost was industries. And it's a domino effect.
Yeah, so
a lot of actors, a lot of filmmakers, writers, we're all trying to reinvent ourselves to still creatively work. So I'm going to be taking on students that I'll be coaching one-on-one, and if they're a little further away than on Zoom, you know, for acting. You and I are co-writing a book of monologues and scenes.
Which is fun, That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I love your title. Tell them what the title is.
Yeah, Intense Monologues from the Dark Side, and we are branching into territory you don't usually find in monologue books. It's pretty crazy.
Exactly. But it's phenomenal, because how many times do actors go to a place and the eyeballs roll in the back of the heads of the people that are casting because they've heard the same monologue 300 times that day? So
that's
hopefully
true.
They'll add something different.
And something different you don't see anywhere. So.
You and I are reinvent, and we started our Blog Talk Radio, which is good. So yeah, I'll be taking on acting students, and I did that interview, but it's interesting, and it comes to a big point that we're going to talk about here in the show as we bring these kids on, because they're the younger generation of the actors. And one of them I was speaking to, and it's Brian. We'll be bringing him in on a bit. Brian actually caught the virus. And through no fault of his own, infected his entire family. And
according to
Brian, it was very brutal. And Brian is located, which I feel is going to be the next epicenter, which is Atlanta. Now, you know, Atlanta is a major filming area.
It is. Big hub. Let's go ahead and bring them on and start talking to them and find out how they feel. We have two of them on board right now, so I'm going to have them introduce themselves. So, hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. Hey. How are you, Renelle?
Yeah, we're good. Who do we have with us?
This is Jackson Geach.
Hey, Jackson.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Renell? Jackson. I love your voice. It's like, how old are you, Jackson?
I'm 17.
You've got that great voice where it's like slightly changing. Oh. I love it.
Oh, sorry, you broke up a little bit. I couldn't hear your full sentence.
I was just saying you've got that great voice where it's slightly changing. It's now at that point where it's, you know, getting more manlier.
You sound older than you are. Something like that. And I guess we have Jackson and Brian with us. So let's start with Jackson and tell us a little bit about your acting career. I've known you for years and you've done some major films and have had just a crazy year. And then you guys actually are in Atlanta too, and I believe Brian is there as well. So give us the rundown on your start in the industry and what you've been doing. And then we'll cut over to Brian and have him do the same.
Yes. Hi, my name is Jackson Geach. I'm obviously an actor. I have been in the acting industry since I was 12. I started acting when I was 8. I started in theater, but I always say 12 because that's when I like professionally started acting. I did like commercials and theatrical things and started auditioning for that kind of stuff. So I've been professionally acting for about 5 years now. I've done some really cool things. I did a movie that came out last year called Always Be My Maybe, which was really fun.
Sweet. I loved it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait, what was it?
I did
Always
watch
My
it.
Baby?
Always Be My Maybe. It's a Netflix
film.
Oh,
Always
that came out
Be My
year.
Maybe. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, and he had Keanu Reeves in it, but he played the younger version of the star, I guess.
Yes.
The male.
I played the younger version of Randall Park's character.
Yeah.
Was it a romance, a comedy?
Yes, it was a rom-com. So it was basically about two childhood sweethearts who ended up like falling apart, ended up going in their separate directions. And then like years later, they reconnected and rekindled.
Aww. It's kind of like a When Harry Met Sally, right? Can people still watch that on Netflix or?
Yes. Yes, it is on Netflix right now, actually.
Oh, sweet.
So,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can definitely
awesome.
Watch it right now. It is. I would definitely recommend it. It's a really good movie. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in it.
Because you were in it?
Yeah.
It was really good.
Really, really
it was
good
so
time.
Sweet. Yeah, I loved it.
Thank you.
We're going to come back to you, Jackson, and ask you guys some more questions. But Brian, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and your journey in this industry?
All right. The way I started was actually kind of weird. I wasn't actually an actor. I was a dancer.
Cool.
I believe there was, I think, an audition on Univision, which is like a Hispanic news network and stuff.
Yeah.
They were, I think,
yes.
holding an audition for, like, the best dancer, like, back in, like, 2012. And I was, like, really young at the time. And I used to talk about, like, Michael Jackson because at that time I loved him. I still listen to his music sometimes. But, and, yeah, but if I remember correctly, because I was, like, I have no idea how old I was. I think I was, like, 10 maybe. Yeah. I think my mom put me up for a contest. I didn't win, but then there was a second one, and then I won that one. And the prize
Very
wasn't
cool.
the money. The prize was, I believe, free acting classes for a month. And if you liked it, they would give you a discount if you kept going. I was like, okay, cool. I did my first ever commercial when I was like 11 for this little Hispanic drink called Ricky Joy, which is like a little, I guess, like yogurt drink. It was weird. But since then, I got into acting and it was really fun from ever since. I never knew that acting was like a job. I just always thought like actors in movies were like real people. I was
having fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, do you do both, do you do bilingual acting or It just happened to be Univision, or?
It just happened to be Univision. I mean, I can speak Spanish. I just have, like, what my parents say, have an American accent with it, because I grew up
right,
here.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's
I haven't
great.
Done some,
basically, basically he's
Spanish.
Like me. We call it Spanglish.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're,
that's
we
better
speak
than I can
Spanish,
do.
But... We speak Spanish, but we're very, it doesn't sound exactly like you. It, basically, if a British person moved here over a period of years, they would still have that accent, the British accent. So
right,
with us,
right.
Growing up here, second, third generation, we speak Spanish because of our parents or grandparents, but our accent is not as original. Because we didn't grow up.
Okay. Well, you guys are still doing way better than me. I'm limited to the names of food. So I think you guys are doing pretty good.
Now,
oh,
Brian
my goodness.
And I, Brian and I met because we had been cast as mother and son in a show.
Oh.
And can you tell us a little bit about that show and your part, Brian?
Man, I'm trying to remember what show. I
this
forgot
is,
the name
this
of
is
it.
The one with the... Oh, you did? Okay. Well, this is a show that was a series that would come out every week. And it was called Haunted. You know,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
The Haunting or something like that. And so we got paired up, but it was a lot of fun because we got paired up where he played the younger version of the main actor as well. Just like our friend here that was just on him. So he basically, I had to be made up younger and older, but there was a demon involved, and Brian's character is the one that sees the demon.
Oh, wow. This is like one of those retellings,
but these
right,
are based,
of true stories
they're based
kind of thing.
On actual, yeah, they're based on actual true stories.
Okay, that's very cool. It's funny, I met Jackson the same way. I met Jackson when I first started to work on my series Hit Women, and he had come out with his mom, and we spotlighted you in the, so do you remember that, Jackson?
Oh my gosh, yes, I do. yeah, I remember. It was,
who's crazy?
Oh my gosh, how long ago was that? I can't remember how long
it was.
It was
really long. Maybe you shouldn't say how long it was because it'll make me look older. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I remember it was, I had like one line, I think I was given like one line to say. And
yeah.
I feel like that was one of the first like experiences I had like on a set. Like,
yeah. And
other
you were
than, like,
so awesome.
Yeah.
And then Jackson, he ended up, I just fell in love with him. He ended up being my lead in my kids' Supernatural show, Transcend. Because he just had that quality. So I put him in there. But how have you both been dealing with COVID? Like, how has it changed what you were doing? Because I'm sure both of you were keeping very busy and then boom, you know, COVID hit.
Yeah, it's just, it's been real crazy, honestly. I mean, I was getting like maybe 2 or 3 auditions a month before like this whole COVID thing started. But then after COVID started, it was like everything like fell apart. Like, I have been in a dry spell for like the last, I want to say, 3 months, which is crazy.
You weren't able to even
baby.
Pilot season, right? Like that kind of got cut off, didn't it? The pilot season everybody does.
They were starting to audition for pilots, and then everything kind of like, it just felt like everything really
stopped.
Just cold turkey. No, I was just saying that luckily I've had things going on. Like, I'm actually in college. I graduated early. So I was busy with, some summer semester of college. So that kept me busy. And then, you know, doing just some things on the side.
You got your driver's license.
Yes, I do. I got that last year. And then I've been doing some things on the side, like singing and playing the uke. Sometimes I'll post covers on my Instagram and, yeah, that's really some stuff that's kept me busy during this cold quarantine situation.
Now,
okay,
Brian, you tell us.
Now, Brian, what part of Atlanta do you live in?
I actually don't live in Atlanta. I live an hour away from it. I live in like a suburban called Atworth. It's like
So with you, did you have a number of auditions as well, and then it just halted to screech?
Oh yeah, man. Like it's like the same for Drew Jackson with me. Like I got maybe two, maybe three auditions a month, and then when COVID hit, it went dry. Like bone dry. I've gotten nothing. I've only gotten like maybe like an audition, just one, but that was it. Out of 3 months, I only got one audition, and it was like, it was crazy. So I kind of put my all into that audition, hoping I should at least get that job. But about the pilot,
would you say at this point, I think what's happening to you guys as well, whether you know we're adults or kids. Would you anticipate that a majority of your auditions, when they start to come in, you're probably going to be asked for self-tapes and not in person, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I always used to do self-tapes. It was kind of uncommon for me to get an in-person one, but usually I guess I'm kind of used to it already. But something, an audition I did get was like a voiceover one. I've never gotten a voiceover audition before, and I believe they were doing it just so, you know, we don't get COVID and, like, it doesn't spread and anything. I believe it was supposed to be, like, a weird animation thing. But,
now,
yeah.
Now, Jesse said you got COVID. What happened? Is everybody healthy now and okay? And
Yeah, everything's fine now, but I believe how it started. Okay, so to put in a bit more perspective, my father is a taxi driver and my mom cleans offices. And sometimes my dad gets really long trips where he has to go to a different state and like, cause like someone's moving somewhere or like something else. It's like, it's a business thing. And you know, sometimes people don't have like the money to like actually drive the car or something like that. Cause you know, people are struggling.
Right.
My dad had to go to, and my mom went along with him. And what happened is that my mom believes, because when she came back, she felt a little sick. Here's the crazy part. When she came back, I had just, because my older brother, like, you know, he's allowed, I'm basically allowed to be home alone because my older brother's like 20 now, so it's fine. But I had just came from a friend's house when my mom came back. And so my mom came back, she gave COVID to me. If she had came back a few hours earlier before I went to my friend's house, he would have gone as well.
Oh, wow.
So I got COVID.
Yeah.
And then it just spread around. Ironically, my brother, on the other hand, he always stays in his room, so he never got it. So he kind of quarantined himself while we were just roaming the house, being normal, I guess. I don't know. It was horrible, but the symptoms, though, oh my God, no one talks about the symptoms for some reason. Like, I did not know you lose your sense of smell and taste when you get COVID-19. You lose
very it. Weird, right? You don't even realize how much you smell and taste until you don't.
But yeah, it was scary. So weird. And there was a certain point where when I would try to get out of bed, I would, like, get up and immediately nearly pass out because, like, I guess my blood flow doesn't get to my brain fast enough, and I feel lightheaded. I can't see for a few seconds, and then I just, like, lay back down. It was crazy.
How long were you guys sick? Does it last a long time, or was it weeks?
I think I was sick for maybe 10 days. My parents were actually sick for the full 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I think his dad got it the worst. I think now his dad got it the worst. He was saying, what did your dad say it was like?
Oh, yeah. Okay. My dad kept telling me that everything in his body hurt, that his bones felt like brittle and like it hurt. Because I would see him just laying on the couch, just like aching, and I couldn't do anything because by that time that was happening, I was already fine. I couldn't help him. I felt horrible.
Wow.
I was terrified. I didn't know what to do.
not an easy experience. Oh my gosh. Well, we're glad you guys are better.
You know what's scary about this, Rennell, and you kids have got to be careful about this. If Brian's mother, who works in the cleaning industry, so think about that. They're cleaning, their hands have sanitizing and stuff, and she still got it. And normally they clean offices, I believe, when people aren't there. So, but the thing that I wanted to impress upon Brian that he didn't know is after you get COVID, you're not really in the free zone because they have said that the antibodies only last 2 months. So you can contract it again, which I think is the other reason why our industry is so incredibly careful on set. You don't know how it's going to hit someone, how bad it's going to get. It could be nothing, or it could be, you know, a matter of life and death. But I encourage you kids to keep your mask on. I know that you kids are tempted not to have those masks on. Please.
Now, are you two both, like, Jackson, you said you're in college right now. Do you go to campus or are you doing only online courses?
I'm doing online courses. The first semester that I went to college, which was for the spring, and that was like right where COVID was. It was like right before COVID happened, and then right in the middle, that's when I had to shift over. But ever since like the middle of my spring semester, I've been doing online classes just to be safe.
Yeah, my son's doing the same thing. He's like, Mom, I'm not going back to campus. I'm like, okay. Because, I'm like, I'm good with that. What about you, Brian? Are you actually having to go back to campus? Or are you doing, like, virtual school? Or
At first, what my school was going to do is that you could pick if you wanted to do online. Now in my county, it's mandatory for it to be online. And I'm honestly really thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that because I saw there was this picture trending online. I'm not sure if y'all have seen it, where there was this school in Georgia where it was a crowded hallway with like
people
in it. And like there was only like maybe 5 you could see wearing a mask. It was
I heard they suspended that kid and so many people got COVID, they reversed it and now people are in quarantine from the contact tracing because so many cases showed up. And I'm just like, this is scary. And I'm really glad my kids are grown up right now because I don't know what I would do. I'd probably put them in bubbles or something. I don't know.
The other thing. But one thing I wanted to bring up, Rennell, is what I did notice in our industry now that is a plus and a negative because of the COVID. Back in the day, these kids could easily get booked in a film, say, I need a mom and a dad and two brothers, and they would throw a description out there. These kids could easily be booked with other people, other actors as a family, but now they're actually searching. They're so desperate they'll even take non-actors, but they'll search for people
real
that have
family.
Been quarantined together. Yeah, because of COVID, they want to quarantine together.
Oh wow!
And some of them have actually been having the actors or the family at home shoot themselves. You know, they'll have like the director will be on your PC. And then you'll have your phone set up to shoot the audition, and he'll be directing you through the computer.
Oh my goodness!
What angle? And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Oh boy. Oh wow. Wow. I know. It's definitely going to be a different creature when you go back to set. So, what are you two doing right now to improve your craft or to keep your acting chops? Are you making sure you're doing creative things or taking, you know, acting classes online, doing monologues? And like, is there anything that you're doing, you know, keep yourself fresh and moving forward in your talent? Because this is a tough time and I know we're all stir crazy.
For a while there, I wasn't doing anything. I guess I really was just, I don't know why, but I guess I was hoping for like an audition to come through these 3 months, even though I knew it was a very low chance. But then after a while, I realized that I need to practice. Like, I'm gonna start not losing what I've learned necessarily, but you know, practice makes perfect, right?
So yeah, you just get a little rusty, and I'm the same way with my writing. So.
Yeah, so I think about a month ago, I decided to start searching up scripts I looked at multiple different websites for like two-person scenes that I could do for practice.
Oh, cool.
And so I've been doing that ever since. I've gone to like, I think the website is scripts.com where I got the two scripts that I've done. But that's what I've been doing to keep myself fresh and to make sure
that
I
have like a partner
and
put them up or
I set
course.
It up like a regular self tape. Yeah, I set it up like
that's awesome.
Like a regular self tape audition and my mom helps me, which is really great.
How fun. That is fun. What are you up to then, Brian? What are you doing anything or?
I haven't been doing much, honestly. My parents are like trying to nag me into like getting into another online class for acting, which I'm going to tell you, I cannot do that because I always lose. It's so hard to pay attention because in acting classes that I always used to go to, like 90% of the time we would be doing acting majority of the class time. And
right.
I can't really sit in front of a screen and just do nothing. Like
you get restless, right?
Yes, exactly.
I know with the virus, like the first month or so, I was like, oh my gosh, and I didn't want to do anything. So I had to get myself moving because everything we had on the books for filming and work to do, it just all was like, nope, we're done, cold turkey. And then there's a certain amount of depression you go through because you're like, wait, I had all this I was going to do, you know? So, but now Desi and I decided if we have nothing to do, we'd make our own things to do.
Yeah, exactly.
good.
But,
oh,
you know, he's right about that because when we first went into, I'll be honest, I was so overworked between teaching during the week and then running my company, which is another full-time job, nights and weekends, and then doing the acting that I relished for the first month. It was like a time to rest. And then I did a complete 180, and I will tell you, I got zoomed out. And I did do, for myself as an actor, I was partaking in an acting class with Aaron Jackson online. And it was weird because acting is actually not meant to be a single one-person sport. We as actors need the banter and energy from the other person. We need to see their expression, their change of tone. And so we're trying to do a scene. I don't know if it happens with you, Ranelle, but sometimes the image you're looking at, if it says you exit this way, sometimes the actors would exit in opposite directions thinking they were going in the same direction because Zoom doesn't show. And it said, wait a minute, you need to go to your right. I did go to my right. I saw you go left. No, I was going. Okay, so all right, you keep going the same way, and I'll just go. I mean, it's crazy.
My gosh.
But I will say the thing about Zoom that helps, if you put it on speaker mode, when the person is reciting their dialogue, the screen will just be on them, and then when the other person speaks, it'll switch automatically to the other person. But like Brian said, it's really not the same. You're tempted to get up and use the bathroom. You're tempted to get up and get a drink of water.
Yeah, I'd be playing with all my critters or something. I don't know. I could focus. It's hard enough to do meetings or table reads that way. So I totally understand that. So, guys, we'll start with Jackson. Do you have any advice for people coming up that are younger that want to start in the industry? Like, where should they begin? Do they need an agent? You know, like, just what would you tell somebody if they're like, I think I want to be an actor? And we'll start with Jackson.
Oh gosh. I think the best advice that I can give to someone that is an up-and-comer in the industry is to have faith, have hope, and stay positive. You know, I don't think I can really give advice to, like, where to find an agent or where to start, because I feel like everyone's journey is really different. But what I can say is that it is very easy to be discouraged in this industry, especially when you've done thousands or thousands of auditions and you haven't booked anything. So I definitely would say, as an up-and-comer, just be mindful that you're not going to book everything that you get. Don't stay discouraged, and keep a positive mindset.
And if it's those not are very this audition, wise it could be the words. Next. Yes, they are. They are definitely
very wise words, Jackson.
Thank you.
So, Brian, do you have any advice you would share?
Man, he had a perfect one. I was gonna go with that too. I guess I would say this: if you're gonna do acting, know that first of all, it's a lot more work than you would ever expect. Two, don't do it for fame or recognition. Do it because you actually like the craft and it's fun to you. That way, you won't be as hurt as much if you don't book something, or you'll be a lot more happy when you do hit something. It'll feel a lot more rewarding.
What is a good way for young actors? Because this has been the hardest thing when I'm casting, especially with the younger talent. Hate telling them they didn't get the part. I really don't like that. And because I know they're going to have heartbreak, then I will meet a child that, you know, okay, maybe you're not right for this, but you'll be right for the next thing. And I don't forget them, because they may be very good. They're just not what I pictured. So what's a good way for somebody to maybe handle rejection? Like, how do you deal with that?
I think, Rennell, you said it perfectly. I think, especially young actors, I think adult actors understand it a little better. But sometimes it's not even your acting when you go in there. Sometimes it's you're just not the person that they're looking for. You don't have the right look, or you're not the right age, or you don't have the right mannerisms the director or the casting director was thinking of in mind of that character. You really don't know what the casting director is thinking when you come into the room. It might not necessarily mean that your acting is bad. It could be like various different factors. So really my advice I would give to younger actors when it comes to rejection is don't take it personal, because it really isn't.
It's not. I can say that as someone who's done a lot of casting. It's never personal. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to add, Brian, or any other thoughts on that?
So no matter what happens, keep moving forward, because if you keep dwelling on the past, it's not going to be able to fix it. So it's best to keep moving forward and try improving something. Try to see if you can do something new next time.
For both of you, do you both, I know that Jackson's now in college and you're probably in high school, early high school?
Yeah, I am.
So do both of you intend to stay in this field? Have you come to that point? Because usually acting is a passion. It's like, you know, a part of who you are. And, you know, but I do know kids that like do it and then boom, they hit 18 and they're going to go off and do something else, like they get the best of multiple worlds or something. So how do the two of you feel about it right now?
Well, right now I'm actually studying in computer science. I'm interested in, you know, coding or web designing and stuff like that. I think it's important for an actor to have a backup plan, just in case, you know, acting doesn't work out. But it is still something that I want to pursue. It's still a passion of mine. When I turn 18, I'm not just going to go, oh, acting was like so like in my childhood and I'm not going to do it anymore. It's still something that I want to pursue. And I think computer science is a good field to go into, because I think the jobs in there, there's a lot of jobs in there that have flexible schedules that would allow me to do both simultaneously at the
same
time.
That is very cool. That is very cool.
Smart.
How about you, Brian?
Hey, Rennell.
Yeah.
Rennell, get a piece of paper out and write this down, because this looks like I see an internship in the future.
There you go.
You get
busy,
and you need some web design or posters. Yes, write Jackson's name down.
I need that yesterday, Jackson. Hurry up. Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to get there. Right now I'm learning the basics.
Oh.
But I'm getting there.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome. How do you feel about it, Brian? Do you want to keep acting, or will you explore other options? Or do
I'm
you not know yet?
Of,
you don't even need to know.
Yeah, it's a kind of a weird mixture of all the answers. I definitely want to keep on until, like, I retire. I love acting. I love everything about it.
Oh, that's good.
There are cons, but I always have this thing for myself for some reason. Anything for the craft. I've literally, I remember there was this one time that showed my dedication to it, to myself. I was like, wow, I really care about this, huh? Where
aww.
I was filming, and I had to walk in this weird little pond area. I don't know how to swim. So I'm just kind of standing there.
Oh!
And it was in November, so freeze cold. And there was sticks and stuff, like, don't worry, it goes up to your shins. It went to my waist. And I was like, all right, no, I'm going to keep doing this. I like this. But,
oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
That
was like a pivotal moment for you.
Yeah.
I'm confused. This is a dream? This is a dream you had, Brian, that you – I'm confused.
No,
This was the moment he knew this is it.
Like that. That's when I knew, like, wow, I'm really dedicated to this, huh? This is cool. That.
Oh, because it
was.
But I guess what I'm asking, it was part of a scene that you had to do, where you had to go out in the water.
Yeah.
I was holding a bucket of fake blood, and I had to splash it around. Yeah, it was a really weird thing.
Oh wow.
They didn't even try to make it appear like, oh, there was a little bit. It was an entire metal bucket that was cold, filled with blood. It was an intense thing.
Oh, wow.
I'm definitely thinking about continuing acting and also having a backup plan, because with acting, it's kind of unstable sometimes, but sometimes it's pretty stable. You just got to make sure you have something to fall back on in case it doesn't work for you.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, that is very wise, because when I was young, I didn't know any better. And you're so passionate about being an actor that your brain says, I'm just going to put my all into this. This is all I want, nothing else. But the reality is, you can be more than one thing. Everybody's an onion. We all have different layers. And actually, a lot of times, those other layers that you bring actually accentuate and help you with your experiences, and it brings you more characters that you can play based on those experiences, because you're multi-dimension.
Yeah.
So
the other thing
I'm glad
to remember, like, they're focused and they know what they want, and that's so awesome. And so one thing I learned as an older adult, though, because I started out my life in the music industry and I wanted nothing else but that. And, you know, busting my butt until like late 30s. And I got married and started my family. So the music industry, I never quite got there. Matter of fact, when I got a chance to tour, I chickened out because I was very comfortable in my fallback life, which was running businesses. And I got married and I sort of stopped that. And what I found out later was you don't have to stop dreaming. Your dreams can change. And I actually found writing and filmmaking. And I never knew I could love anything as much as I love music. And I tell you, this is my passion. And there are times I get worn out, but I know this is what I want, and I always come back to it. It's crazy. But, you know, the point is, you know, you can make your dreams come true, and you can also change your dreams. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. I wanted to make sure that each of you tell us your social media, any websites you'd like to share, any upcoming projects you want to share, or films or things that are out there right now that you'd like to share. So since we've started with Jackson, let's start with Brian this time, and then we'll finish off with Jackson.
All right. Well, a project that I finished up before Corona hit the States is called DMZ. It's the pilot that I'm not sure if it's going to get picked up, but if it does, I'll definitely be in that. So, yeah.
Yeah, let us
it.
Know. It's we'll have you back on. So how do people find you on social media?
My mom has set up an Instagram account for me. I'm not really big on social media. I believe it's called like BrianGG474, I believe. That's what it is. Yeah, it is. It's BrianGG474. I don't post on it
okay.
much, but I should work on
okay.
that.
Do you have any fan pages or YouTube or anything you'd want anybody to come follow you at?
Not really.
No? Okay. All right, well, if you do, send them to us, and we'll post them.
Rennell, here's where I'm going to step in and be temporary mom. Brian,
okay.
Let me explain something to you. You have to have an Instagram account and Twitter. And look, I'm old school. I was kicking and screaming all the way. I left scratch marks on the floor. I don't want to do it. But you have to do it. You have to be able to take pictures or get permission to take pictures of things that you've done or, you know, outside of what you've done. You can post something on there. Hey, my episode's airing tonight, because as you build followers, that's another thing that casting people look at.
Helps
so
you with booking.
That's part of your homework.
But okay if his mom kind of does it for him right now. He's still a minor, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think his mom's been on there lately.
It's break time. Well, I tell you what, if your pilot gets picked up, let us know, and we will have you back on just to talk about that. So, and then Jackson, thank you. And Jackson, what do you have where people can follow you? Website, Facebook, or, you know, any of your fan pages that you want to share?
So you can find me on almost all my social medias are JaxRocks247, and that's Instagram,
and Rocks is
that's
R-O-X,
Twitter, that's
right?
Facebook. Yes, it's JaxRocks, JaxRocks247. And then you can find
Perfect.
Me on TikTok. That's actually a different one. It's Jax Geach, so J-A-X, and then my last name, Geach. And then you can also find me on YouTube as Jackson Geach.
Perfect.
And I also I actually had a project I wanted to plug quickly. There is a mini series that came out that I am in.
I forgot about that.
Yes. It's an
yeah,
indie
go ahead.
Series. It's an indie mini series called NC-16. And it's streaming now on Seeka TV, which is an indie streaming service.
And tell us
and
a little bit about
that.
It, what it's about.
Yeah, so it's basically about six teenagers, well, actually five teenagers, who are just navigating through their teenage years and really trying to find themselves. And the ultimate goal for all of them is they want to be popular, and you see throughout the series, the mini series, what shenanigans they get into in order to do that, and in order to become cool.
Very cool. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you both. Yes. Thank you both so
much
for joining us.
Guys, you were fabulous. I'm so proud of you both. If you can send Rennell any pictures that you have, you can always go back on something you wore on and, you know, possibly screenshot the poster or whatever, because she can put these on when she airs these. Even though mm-hmm. we can't see you, we can see some of this stuff going back and forth on the screen. So if you've got a website or anything at all, you know, send that to Renell.
Okay, awesome.
Perfect. All right, thank you guys.
Thank you for
you
having
me. Have a great day. Stay in touch with us.
Thank you. You too. You
thank
too.
You.
You guys
have
a good day, too.
Bye,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Renell Golden.
And I'm Desi Velez.
Thank you for listening. This is Indie Film Scene, where we take you from script to screen.
You've been listening to Indie Film Scene. Tune in next time for more exciting conversations with filmmakers taking you from script to screen.